Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
who's my man,
and the Reverend Captain.
You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We got lots to talk about, but of course, phone calls are coming first here, so we're going to go back to the phones and to the fun, where we have, let's see here, Stephen is on the line to start things out here in hour number three, listening to WQXL in South Carolina, Columbia. Go ahead, Stephen. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why financial advisors won't suggest or, you know, even entertain, like, a normal person investing in crypto. And I have a few reasons why I think. You can tell me what you think about those reasons. One reason is they keep talking about timing the market, you know, like cryptos, like if you bought a month and a half ago, the crypto market went down, or it was up high and then it crashed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same can be said for stock market, you know, you're timing the market.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you go buy gas, you're essentially timing the market, because like last night I went and bought gas to fill my tank up, and today gas is lower, so I lost like $5. Over a year's time, that money adds up. But
and no matter what the price is at, it's a good reason not to buy it now. Oh, it dropped to it dropped. I'm waiting until it drops to 20. If it drops 20, oh, I'm waiting until it drops to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. The real reason, of course, is that banks and financial institutions the globe over are still deathly afraid of cryptocurrency, because they know
exactly. It's
coming for them. It's coming for their industry. It's coming for their livelihood. It's coming for their institutions. It's coming, and it's not going to stop. Now, these institutions, of course, you know, these employees who are financial advisors, if you might employ one of these, they have signed an agreement that says, I will only pimp the things that my particular company is pimping, and if one of those things is not cryptocurrency, then when you bring it up, they're gonna poo-poo it. They're going to give you 30,000 reasons not to get into it, because it's not in their company's interest, and therefore not in their interest, to give you actual advice instead of what they're required to give.
Well, there are some of them out there. We know Tim Pichot, for instance, who's been on the show in the past, and he is absolutely pro-crypto as far as financial advising is concerned. And I don't speak to this type of person generally, so I'm just going to speculate here. I understand that a lot of people, when they invest, they want a sure thing, right? Like, you just want to put money into a thing and number go up, right, over time. That's what people want. A lot of them invest conservatively because of that. And for people that are looking for that, the financial advisor is certainly not going to mention cryptocurrency, because it's definitely not a sure thing. I mean, we can see that over time it has gone up. Typically, crypto has risen over time, but of course there's no guarantee that is going to continue. And there's generally no guarantee with even the, you know, a lot of the conservative investments, but they certainly have a track record, and so people consider them to be much safer. So I imagine that a financial advisor, given that they presume their customers want some level of security or safety, are not going to even begin to suggest cryptocurrency.
Well, yeah, and, you know, like, I think, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the future it's going to be so advanced that it's our phones, they're going to actually pay us to use our phones, because our phones are essentially computers. So they can run background apps in the background that are going to be verifying transactions and making us money. And then a bank account, what the interest rate on a bank account is, like, you know, like 0.25 or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's pathetic.
They give me a nickel like every year or something.
Yeah, I got one the other day. It was $5.42.
Was that like for a whole year?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no, it was a quarterly payment.
Yeah. Ooh, big money.
So yeah, let's say
So I think that, I think there's actually two ways that you would get paid. So using your phone, I think we could reach the point where pools get sufficiently sophisticated that even the small amount of processing power that your phone does have, they can tap into that. More importantly than that, though, like right now, it's kind of strange that you're generating all of this information that's getting harvested from you. And, I mean, they're paying you indirectly. So, like, Facebook is free. But they harvest all this information from you and sell that to advertisers, whereas in the future, and partly because you can make such tiny transactions with cryptocurrency that it can be like a millionth of a penny, and that's fine, that the information that you're generating and knowing about you will be something that you can actually get paid for if you give them access to that information, and you can deny them access for that information if you don't want to get paid for it.
And you should get paid for it, you know, like, I think that's where NFTs are going to come in. Personally, I think NFTs are going to come in because you can essentially take all your Facebook photos, if it was cheap enough, turn it to an NFT, so that if Facebook decided they want to, you know, you wanted to use Facebook, they'd have to pay you when you post it, you know, like.
I don't see that business model ever becoming real for Facebook. It just doesn't. It doesn't make sense that would ever be the case.
There have been plenty of theorization of what he's talking about, though, where you know you somehow keep your own personal data in like a bubble, and then you decide when and who gets access to it, and you know for what cost, or is it free, and that kind of a thing. There's been plenty of theorization about that. The future is awaiting. It just needs more developers. So if you're a kid or if you're a parent of a kid, I highly suggest that you encourage your children to become developers because that's what it's going to take to make it all happen. The cryptocurrency, the blockchain, right, all of that is great, and it's going to get even better. But right now, the user interfaces kind of suck. So we need it to be better in that way, and once it does, once it becomes better, that's when everything will certainly take off.
Well, I think that's
I was just going to say, and that's sort of a back-and-forth bootstrapping process. We improve the user interface, more people get on it. More people get on it, we improve the user interface, and back and forth.
Exactly. I think it's got a lot to do with transaction fees. So if they can get the transaction fees for, like, an NFT or just buying crypto in general, if they can get it down to pennies, then it's just gonna take off, in my opinion.
Well, it's already down to that. It's just some of the cryptos, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, are much higher than pennies, unfortunately. But back in the old days, when Bitcoin was newer, it was usually less than a cent's worth of Bitcoin in order to send any transaction. And that's still true on cryptos like Dash, for instance, or Bitcoin Cash in most cases. Yeah. So it just depends on which crypto you're using. And then if you get into something like Stellar, then you're getting into fractions of a fraction of a penny. I mean, it's almost nothing.
And on the ones that do charge non-micro fees, there's still the possibility, and I think that this is going to be a major and important step, is what they call Layer 2, which, like right now, is the Lightning Network. And I think that what part of the next step will be is a lot of people offering to essentially function as banks on networks like Lightning, that instead of charging the $5 to do a Bitcoin transaction, they do what they call an off-chain bunch of transactions. So, like, where you've got a chunk of, say, Bitcoin or whatever it is, you move that around yourself and charge little fees for that, and, like, you have it tied up in, and fortunately, the programming allows us to be certain that all of this is above board. But then you only put that onto the permanent record every so often.
Yeah, Lightning has its critics, that's for sure, and I got to say I'm pretty skeptical that it's
needs
even a good idea.
Honestly.
Ethereum, though, has made some strides in the reduction of fees. It's still not where it needs to be to make Ethereum a practical thing for you to exchange on a daily basis and that kind of thing. But
thank you,
Stephen,
for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, what we're talking about here with Bitcoin and Ethereum are these two dinosaurs, basically.
I
mean, these are
know, right?
The oldest cryptocurrencies out there, and the idea that they're going to be...
Well, that's part of the appeal, honestly, with a lot of people.
that they've been around for a long time?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially Bitcoin. Like, a lot of people are like, well, but it's information. You can't, if you copy it, then there's no scarcity. So they feel more secure with what is a dinosaur.
Yeah, I just don't think the Model T is going to be the one that wins the race. All said
and done. Agree to disagree.
Yeah, when all is said and done. The number 603-283-6160, as though there will ever be all that's said and done. But there's constant development, constant new things coming out. It's a very exciting space. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Elephant in the Room. who is a supporter.
Ella?
Elephant.
Elephant?
In the room. I don't know if it's a lady or a man or whatever, but Elephant has been supporting Free Talk Live via the AMPS program, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. At a silver level, meaning that Elephant is contributing as little as $5 a month to help us get Free Talk Live out there on a more great radio station. So if you like what we do and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like Elephant has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. We go back to Robert, or to the phones here. We got Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that you were talking about places on Earth where no country has really claimed it. And in the Antarctica situation, I don't think that they've ever have gotten it.
Wow, you have not looked into this. Antarctica is not only fully claimed, but there are several sections that are claimed by multiple countries.
Hmm. Okay, well, I remember a long time. There was a country that was having a problem, and they needed a vehicle, which they didn't have. So they called Italy and asked if they could have the key to open the Italian house there with an attached garage so that they could use their vehicle. So the Italians told them where the key was and said, "You sure, go right ahead."
Are we still talking about Antarctica?
Yes, Antarctica, that's right.
Okay.
An Italian villa in Antarctica, here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it was an Italian little settlement, you know, where they had their stuff, and they didn't occupy it all year long, during a time when it wasn't being occupied, like I said, they wanted to find out if they could use the vehicle, so they called Italy over the satellite, and they called Italy, and they asked the Italians if they could borrow the vehicle, and the Italians said sure.
Okay.
They told them where the key was. They went in and they borrowed the vehicle, and they gave it back, and that was it.
What does this have to do with
anything?
No area of the planet that hasn't been claimed by government.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that other countries were in that same immediate area. So that's a sign that it isn't roped off. The security is obviously very low because they didn't have any special security. They just said,
"No." Just because a government cooperated with another government doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if I went to that particular Italian villa or settlement or whatever in Antarctica without permission, they would not be fond of the idea.
Well, they'd have to research who did it and go all through that trouble. And
Well, if we're talking about practicalities, then why are we discussing Antarctica? Because it's pretty darn impressive.
Oh, well, there are other ideas as well.
I don't know if they would have to research much, because if you're living there, they would just have to go up and, capture you.
Right.
I mean, if you're just talking about going for a weekend and sleeping in their little villa and then leaving and there's no one else around, okay, yeah, I guess they would have to research that. But I think the guy that was calling was talking about moving to a place, going to some sort of place that would be a freer place.
Oh, he was talking about, well, you're in the United States of America. If you don't like it, you can leave. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, and Robert, you're really trying to tell people they can move to Antarctica?
Well, actually, Antarctica is very large, number one. And number two, there is a part of it that extends down toward the very southern tip of South America. That's called Tierra del Fuego. And there's a strait down there. And on the other side of the strait is already Antarctica.
It's contested areas that is claimed by multiple governments, I'm fairly sure.
I don't know about you guys, but all of a sudden, I am hungry for some Antarctalian food.
Some penguins. Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Strange call.
Spaghetti and penguin meatballs?
It would seem that if you're living in an area that is claimed by multiple governments, that would be the least place. That would be as far as easy to live. There's not any conflict going on here. Or you're in a war zone, basically, at that point.
Yeah. I like the dish called linguine. It's linguine and penguin.
We go to Sarah. She's online in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. Mentioned that they've been talking really bad about Saudi Arabia lately. And the whole big thing about it is this massive execution that they've done this year. But I know the reason why that, you know, Saudi Arabia is America's enemies, or they're demonized, because China has been buying 1/4 of their petrol oils, and their buddies with China, Yi, was over there having their own currency that they could exchange between Saudi Arabia and China. So
that is what they're discussing, which is a really interesting and major change, because in the 70s, OPEC, right, including primarily Saudi Arabia, agreed never to sell oil to anyone unless it was for U.S. dollars. February 5th, apparently, America stopped helping Saudi Arabia with its genocide in Yemen, and now Saudi Arabia is talking to China about selling them oil for Chinese yuan.
Well, they have been buying 1/4 of their Chinese oil from Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm, already.
Yes.
So no wonder they made a big deal about the...
Well, and that's one of the reasons why China was so happy being owed U.S. dollars, is because they could buy the Saudi Arabian oil with it.
Well, I mean, that was the whole thing. They act like they're capitalists now, so they could trade with the West, so they could build up their money and buy war weapons, and they fund Russia with it. That's the whole point, is to that they have to pretend that like they're capitalists, so they can have their spies over here and copy all of them.
If you don't act in a capitalist way, then you can't build up resources.
Right, but that's it's a ploy. But I could see that, and you know, Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, his father passed away, so he's now taking over, and he runs the things the way that he wants to run it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's back to the original alliance. They've always been anti-Israel. They've been enemies with Israel in the biblical days for 3,000 years. And also, they've always been anti-British. The British tried to colonize Arabia like 100 years ago.
Well, the House of Saud hasn't existed for 3,000 years, but I take your meaning anyway.
Surrounded Israel, the Semites, the Hittites, the Sabbatites, or whatever, all those ites, they were all innocent.
The Hypocrites.
I mean, the Hittites, so they've always been, the Arabic's always been anti-Jewish.
Semites are Arabs. I mean, like, that is the lineage there.
Well, I mean, the Israelis were always surrounded by, one of them were that part of the nationality.
The Canaanites, and so, back in the day.
Okay, so the U.S. backs up Israel with weapons, and they've always backed up Israel, so that if they have an alliance against Israel, they always have to be against America also. So that's the kind of the alliance that I'm looking at.
The U.S.
at.
Backs and up so, Israel and then has to be against America, is what you just said?
Well, the Arabs, that was a natural alliance. If they were anti-gay.
I'm totally lost at this point, but thanks for the
She's
call.
So almost there most of the time.
Almost.
Yeah, well, I know you wanted to comment on this Saudi Arabian situation that could change the face of the petrodollar worldwide.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asking his Russian counterpart to sit down and talk. Vladimir Putin, despite being frustrated by not taking a Swiss victory lap, is not showing signs of backing off his invasion of Ukraine. He told attendees to a pro-war rally that Russia will prevail, along with other claims like Ukrainians have welcomed Russian troops. His claims are being noted at the United Nations, including one of a U.S.-backed biological weapons program, of which there is no evidence of. Linda Thomas Greenfield, America's ambassador to the UN, says it's Russia who is planning on using biological weapons on the Ukrainians.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate.
Unrelated to the war in Ukraine, four American Marines were killed when the Osprey they were in crashed in Norway. This is USA Radio News. Western Europe is dealing with a surge in COVID cases. USA Radio's John Hunt in Washington reports that it is prompting health experts to be on high alert.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful, and if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
The dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young was the longest-serving member of that lower house, first being sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. The Republican was born in California but later moved to Fort Yukon to teach Native Alaskans at a Bureau of Indian Affairs school. He survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't forget you can join us online anytime. Over at freetalklive.com, live Saturday show here tonight, and Ian with you,
Peekless Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peekless, before we go back to the phones, I don't want to lose the topic that Sarah brought up, but it is one we did mention the other night on the show, although I don't think we really got into it in any significant matter or manner. That is that the petrodollar may be facing a bit of a challenge in the case of Saudi Arabia and China, of course, a humongous world market that is looking at negotiating a new deal with Saudi Arabia where they will be buying the oil they're currently buying, except not with a dollar.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I can tell, the United States has done absolutely everything that it can to give China the best possible position. So just recently, China decreased its interest rate right before America, or within the same week at any rate, as America increasing its interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So China has a banking system, a sort of banking communication system already developed, other than the SWIFT system. Like, the SWIFT system is the standard one for just international banking throughout the world.
That's right.
And the United States has told Russia, you are not allowed to use our system anymore. And China already has the, I think it's SIPs or something like that. It's the Chinese International Protocol, something or other like that.
Hmm.
And so it already has this system that can replace Swift. That it's actually really easy to get off of Swift. It's just there wasn't a reason to do it.
There wasn't something else.
Right. So, well it, and it's not even that there wasn't something else. It's that there's just an entropy, you know. There's sort of an inertia in, okay, well, we've always used the Swift system. The Swift
if it ain't
system,
broke, don't
right, exactly,
it.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden, Russia, the world's number two oil producer next to the United States, which is something that I was surprised by when I found out. Like,
yeah.
What? When did that? So in 2020, the United States became the world's number one petroleum producer.
Really?
And, like, didn't bother to tell anybody.
Yeah.
And they're also sitting on a bunch of reserves, too. They capped a bunch of them some years ago. I don't remember how many, a decade, two decades ago, where they were just like, you know, we keep finding these oil reserves, but we're just going to drill a hole and put a cap on it and not do anything with it.
Well, hold on. So even though the U.S. is the number one oil producer, it must be consuming more than it produces, right?
No. No, that's the wacky thing. So even with, like, you know, I think it was the first executive order of Joe Biden was a bunch of environmental things, including, like, okay, we're not going to drill here, we're going to shut down this pipeline, all of that. Even with all of these environmental regulations and stop drilling and all of that, even with all of that, we're still consuming less oil than we produce.
Well, then I have to ask, why can't America, the United States, just produce its own gasoline and oil at a price that everybody can afford?
Oh, it could, if it wanted to. But instead of just producing oil for itself and using it, they've decided, no, we're going to ship a bunch of it to China. Yeah, China gets, like, I think it's like 14% of the United States' oil. So, yeah, instead of just, well, we mine this and then we use it, no. Instead of that, we're going to have this big, massive international web of, okay, well, we get this much from here and this much from here and this much from here, and then, like, 14% of our oil reserves go over to China, and then this much goes over here, and then this much goes over here. Yeah, no, honestly, as far as I can tell, the only reason that you'd want to do that is to help along the petrodollar, which is basically this idea of when the United States dollar stopped being backed by gold under Nixon, because they found out there was way less gold than there was United States dollars, it instead got backed by oil. Because you could buy oil in U.S. dollars, but not anything else, from OPEC, the oil producing and exporting countries. It's a cartel, basically, of nations that produce oil, number one being Saudi Arabia. And that's why we've done all of these terrible things to help Saudi Arabia and just genocided the people of Yemen, both directly and indirectly at different times, which is something that America stopped doing in February. Weirdly enough.
Stopped genociding people?
Yeah, well, stopped.
In Yemen?
Yeah, that stopped handing the resources to commit the genocide of the Houthi people to Saudi Arabia.
And that's why Saudi Arabia is making new deals, potentially.
Oh, yeah. And she's absolutely right. There was a change of leadership, so that's definitely part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, America stopped helping them commit a genocide. And they're like,
that's a surprise.
And now they're, I know, right? Again, like, huge changes that are just not being trumpeted.
Huh.
But, yeah, they pulled out February 5th, it turns out. We stopped helping the Saudi Arabians murder the Houthi people. And Saudi Arabia is not happy with this because, like, they were already upset with us for making an Iran deal in the first place. And it really just comes back to the whole, like, Sunni versus Shia thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you help the Sunnis with are going to upset the Shia and vice versa. Right. So and that was the deal. Like, OK, well, we helped out the Iranians doing this. So in order to placate the Saudis, Barack Obama's own words is why we were helping them with the genocide. And then Joe Biden, who turns out to be like more of a peace-loving president than I expected, by far.
He brought troops home from Afghanistan.
Yeah, and ended American assistance of the genocide of Yemen. And that upset the Saudis so much.
I saw that one coming.
I certainly didn't.
But now, there's been talk for years about, you know, a threat to the petrodollar status, mm-hmm. but it's never really materialized. Do you think this is different this time?
I think this is the one, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not sure yet. I'm not totally sure. It's weakened. Absolutely, without a doubt, the petrodollar system is drastically weakened. What I think would be the nail in the coffin is if Saudi Arabia and China make this deal where Saudi Arabia is shipping oil in anything other than United States dollars, in this case the yuan mm-hmm. or renminbi, whichever you want to call it. If Saudi Arabia starts selling oil for yuan, that's it. That's the end of the system. And it will be the end of the dollar being the global reserve currency. I mean, even Jerome Powell has recently said there's no reason that there has to be a single reserve currency throughout the world.
Mm. For the listeners out there, if you've ever played Jenga and, like, there's just this one piece that nobody's going to touch because the whole dang thing will come crumbling down. That's what he's talking about. This is it. So mm-hmm. the one piece is that the U.S. dollar is still to this day agreed upon by all of the countries. The currency that they are going to exchange for oil, and that's why it's called mm-hmm. the petrodollar.
Indeed.
So if the United States is able to produce more than enough gasoline to, you know, make itself run, why is the price going up?
Well,
is it just inflation?
Well, the inflation is a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And as I pointed out, we're not giving that oil to American consumers. We're
giving what percentage that oil, of it, though?
14% of our oil is going directly to China.
Okay, but that still leaves 86%.
I'll have to look up the numbers, yeah. But yeah, no, we're a huge exporter of oil.
Okay.
I mean, we export a bunch of oil and we import a bunch of oil, which is
incredibly
inefficient.
Yeah.
But if what your goal is not to make cheap energy, but to make sure that you can print worthless dollars that everyone in the world will produce
controls. Actual
goods and services in exchange for, well, then this is a great way to keep that in place.
And the number, if you want to weigh in here, is 603-283-6160. That allows you to take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160 in the remaining moments of this live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. Again, 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the remaining moments, which are happening now, still time for you. 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? The inflation? Or the petrodollar, or whatever is on your mind, Ukraine, it's open to you. Ian, Peakless Mountaineer, and Captain Kickass in the studio. You can also join us online anytime at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy various features completely free, including our feeds. We have RSS feeds. You can subscribe to episodes of Free Talk Live that'll be delivered automatically to your favorite podcast client. All you have to do is go to feeds.freetalklive.com and you'll find the links there for those RSS options. And there are a few different ones. There's the one for everything that we put out. There's the one for just the full shows. And then there's the Daily Digest only. You'll find all of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com.
I was thinking about starting a sort of a show of my own.
Okay.
But it was going to be all about the health benefits of different types of powders, like baby powder, stuff like that.
Hmm.
And the show is going to be called Free Talk Live.
Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
I want to share a bit of information on the incestuous nature of the judiciary in the state of New Mexico.
Okay.
And I have told you in the past about Judge M. Monica Zamora, who I proved at the New Mexico Court of Appeals by unanimous decision had illegally trafficked my children. So connecting dots, my attorney that was appointed for me by the state, a very good attorney, Jane Yohalam, coincidentally is now on the New Mexico Court of Appeals, where she won that case, defeating Judge M. Monica Zamora.
Hmm.
However, Judge M. Monica Zamora is also on the New Mexico Court of Appeals and, in fact, is the chief judge of the New Mexico Court of Appeals. And rather interesting how incestuous this all is. And further, Jane Yohalam took the position that was available after the retirement of Judge Linda Vanzi, who coincidentally had ruled against me in an earlier appeal that I made pro se on my own to the New Mexico Court of Appeals. It was an interlocutory appeal. It wasn't an appeal as of right. and it wasn't nearly as important as the one that Jane Uhalem had won for me. But it's all rather interesting. And there are a few more dots that I'll that connect to this that I'll share at another time. But in the state of New Mexico, it's just interesting how the same players are come up over and over again. Let me add also, since I'm talking about Jane Uhalem, who, like I said, won my case for me and was very good for my my legal situation at the moment. Oh, Jane should also know. It's interesting, though, Jane. You did win the case. However, in spite of winning the case to defeat the attempted termination of my parental rights and subsequent adoption of my children to a stepfather, I still, Jane, have never, ever, 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 ever had any contact whatsoever with those children, so you might be interested in that outcome of the...
Jane, you ignorant slut!
There you go. But she might want to know that. Since
so
she
let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying this judge, she made the decision to reunite you with your kids, and that never happened. And now she's moving up to another court, or I'm a little lost on all that?
What she did, she was my attorney, and she won my case unanimously,
okay,
saying that the judge, M. Monica Zamora, had illegally terminated my parental rights and adopted my children to...
But now she's going to be on the same court with Zamora?
Yes, she's on the same court with Zamora now, which is interesting enough, and I don't think Jane knows, and also we can tell her right now that as great of a thing she did when she defeated Judge M. Monica Zamora, the decision from the Court of Appeals, the order from the Court of Appeals to the lower court, Judge John J. Romero Jr., to take appropriate action in this overturn. Apparently the appropriate action is to never let the biological father see their children ever again anyway, even though they won their case.
So now the very same attorney that won the case for you is going to be working with the very same judge that was ruling against you. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, there are only 10 judges on the New Mexico Court of Appeals, and the two that fought each other in my case, the Jane Uhalem versus Judge M. Monica Zamora, where Jane won, now they're sitting on the same court with eight other people besides themselves.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Now, it is a very small, as you described the term as incestuous. It's certainly true that there's only so many lawyers in a given state, especially in a smaller, lower population state. And, you know, they all know everybody and they know all the judges. And it's all really about who you know when it comes down to it. Thanks for the call.
Well, and this is what happens when you have a monopoly.
Yeah, that's true. They only let in the people that are in the club, and if you, you know, upset the club, then you are disbarred.
Yeah, it's always a strange thing that when you talk about not having a government and people are like, well, what if you don't get justice? And it's like, well, what if I don't get justice now?
You can appeal to the next corrupt court.
Right? I get to appeal to another corrupt court,
mm-hmm,
who tends to work with the people that I'm complaining about. Great.
Yeah.
And if I appeal all the way up, I can get the opportunity to be ignored by the Supreme Court.
That's right. That's how it works. It sucks. One size must fit all.
Yeah.
Until we finally figure out something better.
Or we can figure out how to, like, you know, associate with people voluntarily that can provide services that are effective.
That's way more appealing than the type of appealing you were talking about.
all right, so any other thoughts on petrodollar, or do we cover that pretty
soon? Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, one of the wacky things is, like, we are both exporting and importing oil and both crude oil and petroleum.
Yeah, we were just looking
Canada
at some of the numbers, yeah, trying to figure them out.
8.47. 7 in, 8.64 out, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Millions of barrels per day?
Yeah, 19 or 20 million barrels per day used or something like
mm-hmm
that.
Oh, yeah, which is absolutely absurd, but I guarantee you that that is lining a lot of important pockets.
Mm.
Well, not for long if the petrodollar is no longer the currency of choice.
Yeah.
When it comes to oil transactions.
And that's the really exciting thing about this is that I mean, everyone who's involved in this in the political and banking world, they assume that that the world reserve currency must be one of their central bank currencies. But the fact of the matter is that once you shatter this ownership, it becomes a market question. So the possibility opens up for, say, Bitcoin or Monero or what have you to step in as the dominant currency because it simply functions better.
The one thing that I don't talk about enough when it comes to cryptocurrency is the thing that governments hate most about it. Not necessarily that it's decentralized. They hate that. You know, not that it's outside of their given system, which it is.
Cuts out the middleman.
It cuts out the middleman. But the thing that it can't do that governments want their currencies to do is be counterfeited.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Because without the ability for them to print more out of thin air at their whim, why, the real costs of things hit the common man. Right, so the average person who thinks, you know, not too much of politics or just watches mainstream media and goes to their job, whatever, they don't really understand that inflation is the result of government counterfeiting its very own money.
Sure, but it's legal when they do it. So.
It's legal when they do it, illegal when anybody else does it.
Right.
Right, but that's literally what they're doing, is they're just printing more of it, flooding the supply of money and causing prices to increase. Right,
yeah,
that's the crux of it. Now, if the cost of that, or something like the cost of, war, for example, were realized on an individual basis, on a paycheck-to-paycheck basis, I think we'd see the end of war, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of people would not want to voluntarily contribute to it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and I mean, historians will generally point to the American Civil War as the first modern war. And mostly they'll talk about, it had all of this technology. It had, you know, chain guns and all of these cannons. No. The technology was a byproduct. What it really was is this is when we started being able to print the money for war.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can
from
print
nothing.
Exactly. Printing the money from nothing for the war, it started the American Civil War. It went through every participant of the World Wars, both one and two, and it's been the standard ever since. But if you have something that you can't just print an infinite amount of, so that you actually have to see a return on your investment, that you run out of money if you just use it to kill people, that's a whole different story. And I mean, something like Bitcoin has all of the things that you would want. I mean, it doesn't belong to any country. It can't be faked. It can't be printed. It can move anywhere. It's uncensorable, unstoppable.
Yeah, and I think we may see more governments that are more independent, meaning they don't have their own central bank, moving in that direction. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.